Welcome in to the Sports Report. I am Ben Meredith, and today we are going to be talking about are we going to be live broadcasting you the AFC Championship game as the Denver Broncos, the one seed in the AFC, take on the two seed New England Patriots. The major storylines for the Denver Broncos have been their elite defense, headlined by guys like Dre Greenlaw, Nick Bonito, Pat Surtain, Talanoa Hufanga, the former 49er, Riley Moss, one of the white boy corners, Jaquan McMillan, and then Zach Allen and DJ Jones on the defensive line. But another major offensive storyline is that they are without Jared Stidham, or they are without Bo Nix, and starting Jared Stidham, their starting quarterback, former New England Patriot, has to suit up against the team that drafted him, and Jared Stidham will be taking the field with running back R.J. Harvey, receivers Cortland Sutton, Lil Jordan Humphrey, Pat Bryant, tight ends Evan Engram, and Adam Trautman. Then for the Patriots, their major storylines, having an MVP, one of the MVP finalists, and a very young core with a veteran receiver, Stephon Diggs. They have Trayvon Henderson, the rookie, Ramondre Stevenson, the veteran, Diggs, Booty, Mac Hollins, Hunter Henry, and then rookie tackle Will Campbell defensively. They've been a very good defense, and they're for the most part healthy, with Will linebacker Harold Landry being out due to injury, as we are just about 6 or 4 minutes away from kickoff here in Greenwood, South Carolina. They are playing this one in Denver due to the home field advantage. Very excited to see how this one goes as we'll look at the stats for each quarterback. May on the year, 72% completion percentage, 4,394 yards, 31 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. He's leading the league in passer rating with a 113.5 QBR. And there are no quarterback stats for the Jared Stidham, but we can look at career stats for Jared Stidham. As throughout his career, his last season with a start was in 2023 for the Broncos. He had 496 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. I'm curious to see if that was in how many games that was. That was like two. If that's a 2-game stretch, that's a really solid stretch. If that's 1-game stretch, that's an elite stretch. And if that's 3 or 4 games, it's still a solid stretch. Raiders, he started, had 656 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Patriots, 2020, the year they were absolutely terrible. That was one of the final years of Belichick. 256, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. And then 2019, getting in there, he had like 2 snaps total. So excited to see how the kid can bounce back here as we will come back to you next when the kickoff has commenced. Now we're live here. Tracy Wolf is on the sideline, as well as some other guy I've never heard of, Evan Washburn. Very curious to see. Looks like a heavy sea of orange there in Denver, Mile High Stadium, but you got to think that the kind of bluish color, Denver's kind of alternate colors are kind of bluish, so it's going to be hard to kind of tell who is fan of who, but there's a whole lot of orange in that building. As they're getting ready to kick off there in Denver, the kick is up and away, and it'll be touched back at the right around the B in Broncos. Denver will start with the ball here. Jared Stidham, first start in 749 days. His last start was in Las Vegas for the Broncos on January 7th of 2024. That was a long, long time ago. In his first career postseason start and appearance, let's see what Stidham has to do. In under center with a back behind him, he will send a man in motion. Not sure who that man is. It'll be a handoff to the motion side, and he will fall forward for about a gain of 2 or 3. I believe that is R.J. Harvey. I could be mistaken. His fifth career start, he is 1 in 3 in his starts, and the Patriots have only allowed 1 touchdown this entire postseason. This is going to be a fun one if you're a Patriots fan, I think. staggered eye form, sends a man in motion. I believe that is Mims. Nope, that is not Mims. Not sure who that is in back in motion. He goes from left to right on the sideline. So like the snap will be another handoff. This time there's nowhere to run. He'll lose 1 yard. No, still on his feet. Yep, he'll lose about a yard back to the 35. It'll be 3rd and 10 upcoming. That was, I believe, Jones on the stop, but there were a handful of guys back there. Yeah, there were 3 or 4 guys back there. The guy who made first contact, number 94, the big defensive lineman in the gun, takes a snap. He'll have the pockets collapsing. He'll be able to get this ball out. It'll be incomplete. Is it really complete? I never saw a ref official signal, but he was clearly throwing the ball forward. It'll be 4th and 9. Patriots defense starting this one quickly with a 3 and out. Yep, clearly got the ball out of his hands. Number 91, Ponder, could not get his hand in the right spot to force the fumble. Marcus Jones, averaging 14.3 yards per return. The punter is about to punt it away here. The snap is good. Slow release, but gets it out, and this ball will be... It'll bounce out of bounds. Was it a touchback, or was it down near the 1? Let's see where this will be marked out as. It'll be near the 8-yard line. Pretty solid punt there. Took a bad bounce, or it could have been for either team, as a better bounce would have put it near the 1-yard line. But yeah, as now, May, 16-3 this season, regular season and postseason. He has a 70.6% completion percentage, as we already mentioned. That's postseason included. Regular season included, he has 72%, so slightly worse in the regular season, but not as bad. 4,841 yards in the postseason, and 35 touchdowns, including the postseason. May, under center, Stevenson in the backfield. 2 receivers, I believe 2 tight ends as well. He'll take the snap, hand it off to Stevenson. Stevenson will fight forward, still fighting. He'll get about 5, maybe 6 yards to the 13 or 14 yard line. Ball was originally on the 8. They'll give it to him at the 13. May versus the blitz has been very good. 68.9% completion percentage with 17 touchdowns, no interceptions against the blitz. And the Broncos like the blitz. Curious to see how they'll handle it this time, is now he'll sit in the I form under center. Sends a tight-ended motion. He'll go on the line. He'll take the snap. Hand it off to Stevenson again. He will get no yardage there. It'll be 3rd and 5. Dre Greenlaw and Singleton on the stop for the Broncos. 6th best offensive third down complete or conversion percentage in the league. Went 3 for 14 in the divisional round. May takes a snap. May will throw over the middle. Incomplete. Riley Moss and Hufanga in coverage there as it bounced in between one of them. I think it hit Hufanga in the hands, and it was incomplete. He was throwing for Stephon Diggs, his veteran receiver. And yeah, Hufanga was there. There was another linebacker also in coverage. Hufanga had both hands on it, even hit his knee, and he still couldn't make it. Now Behringer will be punting it from his own end zone. Mims has 452 punt return yards in the regular season, most in the NFL. He's back deep to return it. Behringer, the punt is away. Fairly decent punt will be returned at the 41-yard line. He'll be slammed down by number 41, Schooler. As we go to commercial, Drake May goes 3 and out. So does Jarrett Stidham. 12 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Stidham in the pistol. Now in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to look right. Now look left. Now pocket collapsing. He's going to scramble to the right. He's going to run, and he's going to get it away out of bend. He almost caught that football. I thought he was throwing away. He was throwing for number 12. That ball incomplete. An illegal substitution. And I believe offensive pass interference or something. We'll see where the spot is. Peyton in disgust on the sideline. It'll be 2nd and 10. I guess they were offsetting penalties. Man goes in motion. Stidham in the empty for the first time today. They look like they're sending a lot of pressure here. They have about 6 guys on the line. So another man in motion. Looks like man-to-man. They will rush about five. It'll be a screen pass, incomplete. Makes it 3rd and 10. Stidham yet to complete a pass. Yeah, that looked like a good, eh. I know it was an okay ball, hit him in the hands, but I'd like to get a little bit closer to him. Stidham trying to calm himself down a little bit. I think the nerves are there for the man who's only had 4 career starts. Man goes in motion. It's Courtland Sutton. The Patriots don't look to have as much pressure. They rush 4. Stidham will look to throw. Throwing towards the sideline. Has a man wide open. It's caught. Inside the 10 to the 5-yard line. It's Marvin Mims Jr. Is that Mims? Might have been wrong. Pretty sure that was Mims. Christian Gonzalez gets burnt on the play. See what the route was here. Looks to be just a fade route with maybe a little juke move in there. And Gonzalez gets burnt. Big time plays. He's able to make the touchdown saving tackle. It was Mims. Now from the 7-yard line, there is a timeout on the field. Taken by the Broncos, it seems. First and goal for Stidham, trying to get his first career postseason touchdown. Peyton wanted to calm them down after the big completion. So now, under center, 2 receivers now to the right. Now a man goes in motion. I believe that is Mims. It'll be a jet sweep to Mims. He'll make a man miss. Makes another man miss. He's in the backfield still. He'll get maybe a yard on that play after getting rolled over on defense by the defense. I believe that was Mims. Wearing a guardian cap now, whoever it was. That's not Mims. That is Bryant. He got to around the 6-yard line, unless they spotted it differently than how I saw it. 2nd and goal. Patriots trying to make the stop. Ball is spotted on the 6. Under center with an H-back and a tight end and a receiver and 2 receivers. Take the snap. Play action pass rolling out to the right. Throwing to the end zone. Wide open. Courtland Sutton. Touchdown Broncos. Big time play by the Broncos to go up 6-0 and 7-0 barring extra point. Let's look at the route here. Just a little corner route and safety and Gonzalez. Gonzalez was the corner of the safety. Didn't look to the outside and Gonzalez just got beat once again. Sidham's first touchdown pass since January 7th of 2024. The kick is up and good. And Mims propels the Denver offense to a 7-0 lead. Bo Nix watching from the bleachers. And he's happy about that one. Or from his box, excuse me. We are back here in Greenwood, South Carolina, as they are back in Denver, Colorado. Broncos up 7-0 early in the first quarter. What can Drake May and company do to win this football game? Trying to tie it up here. There's plenty of time left as the kick is away. Low kick will be returned at the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 to the 30. Gets tackled around the 32 or 33-yard line. 10:14 to go in the first. The Patriots have not lost on the road all season, hoping to continue that trend today. May, with 2 backs in the backfield, sends Diggs jogging in motion. He'll take the snap. May looking, will dump it off to, I believe that is Stephon Diggs, for about a 7 or 8 yard gain. It will be, 6 or 7 yard gain. Yes, pun slightly intended. 2nd and about 6. That does not look right to me at all, but okay. I form for May. Tight end to the right, I'll take the snap. It'll be a handoff to the right. For, I believe that is Ramondre Stevenson, who will get about 3 yards there. It'll be 3rd and about 1 or 2. 3rd and 1 is the call. 9:25 to go and counting. I need to Google something during the next time out to remember where Mac Hollins went to school. I recognize the name very well. I think he was an ACC guy. I can do that. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Stevenson, who will fight, and he might have gotten it. Surtain says he didn't. Hooper for the Patriots says he does. As I believe they're going to give this one a first down. That's what I thought. Mac Hollins was a Tar Heel. Okay. Wasn't 100% sure on that one. I don't know about that spot. They give it to him, and there's not going to be a challenge or anything. May, with 3 receivers and a tight end, and a running back. 5-4 on the play clock. 3-2 takes a snap. Play action. Bubble screen to Diggs. Stays on his feet and then will fall down near the 40. This will be a loss of 2 or 3 yards. McMillan on the TFL. There was a couple guys there. I believe it was McMillan for the most part. Oh, wow. A defensive lineman got back there after first contact was made and attempted to finish the play. I don't believe he ever made contact, but that's a very good play. Second best defense in the league is who Drake May has to go up against here. Second and 12. 3-2 on the play clock. 1 on the play clock. Takes a snap right before the play clock works to expire. Second and 12. Going deep. Has his man. Is batted away by Pat Surtain. One of the best corners in the football league right now. That is a great defensive play going for. I believe that is Keyshawn Booty. Yep, he was going for Keyshawn Booty. Both guys were doing a little bit of hand fighting. I'm happy to see no flag there. Pat Surtain had zero he had his arm across his body, maybe rubbing against his shoulder pads, but nothing to call flag on. Booty had a tug on the jersey, but still, Surtain able to get away with it, or get away with an incompletion. Third and 12. Patriots have let the play clock milk down in every play of this drive. 2-1, May gets the snap off. Pressure's coming, he dumps it off to Diggs. Diggs will get tackled right around the 43, 42. And I don't have any way to tell if the whistle was blown or not. Diggs, I think, wanted a late hit flag. Either way, it'll be 4th and 9 upcoming. The Broncos about to get the football back. May had a guy coming right behind him, almost got sacked. Was able to get it out to, terrible play by Will Campbell trying to cut to the outside. Really bad play. Should have just tried to actually block him. As the punt, the line of scrimmage is the 44. The punt is away, and a pretty crappy punt will roll to the 22-yard line where it's down by Pettis. 1st and 10, Broncos. Upcoming. Okay, yeah. So, Matt Collins played for the Tar Heels from 2012 to 2016. I remember the year 2016. I think he was probably like the second or third guy on that group because of Mr. Ryan Switzer. But yeah, it was a 4th-round pick in 2017 to the Eagles. Yeah, Matt Collins, man. He's been a career journeyman. He's been on the Eagles. He's been on the Raiders. Been on a few good teams recently. So, as he's now on the Patriots. Wow, he averaged 20.6 yards per reception during his time at North Carolina. That is wild. We are back here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Ice storm, no problems here in Greenwood, and there seems to be no weather issues there in Denver. Man goes in motion. It's McMillan. Said, I'm trying to extend the lead here. Line of scrimmage on the 23-yard line. RJ Harvey will make a man miss. He'll lower the shoulder and keep fighting. He might get a first down out of this play. He'll get 9.5 yards. Wow. Looked dead to right there, 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but makes a linebacker miss or a defensive line miss and then just easily gets about 7 or 8 and then lowers the shoulder to get 2 extra yards. Beautiful play. Sidham sends McMillan in motion once again, similar to the last play. Defensive line will shift for New England. He'll play action pass. He's looking, pockets, he's rolling out to his right. He has a man wide open, caught by, I believe that is not Mims. I keep mistaking Mims for, I believe that's Patrick. 1st and 10, 5:40 to go and counting. As it was a play action rollout to the right, and just a simple kind of drag route concept was wide open on the play action rollout. Stidham leading this team with 71 total yards of offense for the entire team. 5:15 to go and counting. 9 on the play clock. 8 on the play clock. As now Stidham will make the running back flip. Sends a man in motion. Takes a snap with 1 on the play clock. He'll keep it himself on the play action. And it was a read option. And he read it well and gets about 8 or 9 yards there on the slide. 2nd down and 2. Is he just, he was reading that edge man linebacker, I believe that is Chaisson, with an easy read there. Just saw him running in like that and pulled it and took it for about 7 or 8 yards. I'll give him 8 yards. I formation. Takes a snap. It'll be a handoff to the running back who will get met in the hole and will still find a way to get near the first down. Man with first contact was the cornerback Davis. He had an interception in the Texans win. 4 to go in Denver. Patriots got to get some defensive attacks going here as Vrabel watches in horror as his team could go down 2 scores in the first quarter. 5 on the play clock. Stidham in under center will take the snap. Handoff to Harvey, who will get met at the line of scrimmage and may have gotten a yard out of it. We'll see where they spot him. As there is an injured Patriot down, it is Spillane. Defensive lineman had a few solid plays so far on the day. It looks like we might go to commercial. They do go to commercial due to the injured Patriot. We're back in Denver, Colorado. Stidham in shotgun, 2nd and 9. He'll take the snap, hands off to Harvey. Harvey will get met behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be a loss of 1 yard. Woodson on the TFL. Or they say he got to the original line of scrimmage here. Woodson missed originally and then came from behind. Or no, Woodson was nowhere near the play. I'm not sure why he was coming around like he made the play. 3rd and 9 now for the Broncos. He'll take the snap. He'll look to throw. Pressure comes, gets it over the middle, and it is incomplete. Thrown slightly behind Sutton. Sutton was able to get a hand on it, or get his hands on it, but I believe it was also could have been broken up by Gonzalez. Gonzalez has been burnt toast today. Gonzalez never got a hand on it. Just dropped by Sutton. As we'll see here, as the punt on 4th and 9 will get away at some point. Snap is good. Kick is away. And another really nice punt. That one will, unfortunately for the Broncos, go into the end zone for a touchback to the 20-yard line. Unfortunate, as that was another beautiful punt. 1st and 10 from the 20. 2:20 left to go in the first quarter. May, under center, will hand it off to, I believe that is the Brookie Henderson. He'll get about 4 yards. Henderson's first touch of the afternoon. Or heck, might be morning in Denver. No, early afternoon. May in the huddle calling the play. Denver is loud. The altitude and the volume may be causing issues. Is that? No. May. Under center once again. He'll take the snap. Play action pass. Roll out left. He'll try to stiff arm a man. And he will go down at around the 12. I thought there was some sort of horse collar or something there, but there's no flag. 3rd down and 15 upcoming. Let's look at this play one more time as May just couldn't get it off to one of his tight ends as he play action passed. And yeah, everything was on lock. Says number, I can't see the number, but the linebacker on the opposite side might have gotten away with a face mask there and a horse collar. The linebacker on that left side did a great job of covering both the flat and the 5-yard run as May will look to throw, and that's just a terrible throw. Incomplete going for Stevenson in the flat. It'll be 4th and 15, and they'll be forced to punt out of their own end zone once again. That's a terrible throw. I mean, I might have slipped out of his hand or something. It was just a duck of a throw. It hit him in the hands, but still, man, you got to lead him more upfield there. You got to get, just not ideal there for the MVP hopeful. At this point, will not be out of their own end zone. He's standing on the 1, so he'll likely get away from about the 2 or 3. The snap is good. The punt is away. And he'll return it right near the 40-yard line. He'll get upended at the 42. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 42 for the Broncos. Schooler once again on the stop. Are they going to commercial? There's 54 seconds left, man. Come on. Okay. We'll be right back as they go to commercial in Denver. We are back here in Greenwood, South Carolina. In Denver, Colorado, it's a all Denver so far. Under center from the... They gave him to at the 43. Bad spot, in my opinion. Stidham will hand it off to Harvey. Harvey will fight for it, get about 5 yards before going down on the inside zone to the right. Let's say he got 3 yards. Man, that is McLaughlin, by the way, not RJ Harvey. I'm going to mistake them two all night because they look very similar build-wise, and you can't see numbers from the side. So, good luck to me. Davis Webb, the offensive coordinator or offensive play caller for the Broncos. Stidham, looks like he's in the gun. We'll send a man in motion. With a back to his right, he'll take the snap. He will look to throw towards the sideline, towards the motion man. Not sure who that is. It'll be caught. That is Evan Engram. NFL, that is not Evan Engram. That is someone else with the last name Engram. Is that Evan Engram? Very well could be Evan Engram. I'm not familiar with football at all. First quarter comes to an end, and we go to commercial once more. As Stidham, sorry, I did not realize the game was back. Stidham dumps it off to, I believe that is Harvey for real this time. Nope, that's also McLaughlin, excuse me. He got no yards there. It'll be 2nd and 8 upcoming. Thought that was 2nd down. I'm very confused. I'm not sure why my screen is no longer showing. Okay. Screen's back normal. Excuse me. 2nd and 8. 14:30 left to go in the quarter. Stidham in the gun with a receiver far out to the right. There's left. No one's near him. They send another man in motion. 2 to the left, 1 to the right, a tight end to the left as well, and a back. Stidham will throw. He'll throw over towards the right side of the field near the numbers, caught exactly on the number 40, not on the 40-yard line, probably the 39. Sutton makes it 3rd and manageable, about 3rd, 4, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6, somewhere in there. Stidham is 6 for 10, 6 for 7 of his last passes. Shout out ESPN for the 6-7 graphic. I'm not a great lip reader, but it looked like Sean Payton said slow to the veteran backup. As Stidham, with a back to his right, will take the snap with 2 on the play clock. He'll look to throw towards the sideline. It'll be caught by, is that RJ Harvey? I believe that is RJ Harvey. He signals that it's a 1st down because it clearly is by about 3 yards. As that was Davis in coverage. Patriots trying to do what they did last week and get multiple turnovers is looking unlikely. That's just a great throw. Beautiful throw. As now, 1st and 10, not sure where the ball is, from the opposing 45. He'll take the snap. It'll be a delayed handoff to, I believe that is, oh my gosh, he got 9 yards out of that. That is RJ Harvey. Big time there. Golly. Patriots got to find a way to stop him here. Plainly and simply, that's great ball security by Harvey. Ball security is job security. 2nd and 1. He'll take the snap. Fullback dive. He'll get it and a couple more to around the 22, 23, 24, somewhere in there. 1st and 10 near the red zone. Under 12 to play in the half. Stidham will hand it off to Harvey. Harvey will get upended around the 20, so about a 3-yard gain. 2nd down and about 7 coming up. Man. New England has only had the ball for 6 minutes and 12 plays and 12 total yards. While Denver is approaching the 125 mark on yards and a few more plays than that. 7 completions of 6 different receivers for Stidham. Stidham will take the snap. Pocket somewhat collapsing. He'll roll left. He'll try to use his legs. He'll get lit up by number 51 after a gain of about 2. Not sure who that was. The linebacker in coverage may have even been a spy there. As a great effort by RJ Harvey to get open and then to go find the ball. But Stidham just had to use his legs there. Gibbons on the tackle for the Patriots. 3rd and 6. Patriots trying to force 3 here. 3rd down conversions. They are 2 for 4 on the day. Stidham from the 19.5. He'll take the snap. He'll scan the pocket. Has to roll right immediately due to pressure. Can he get to the edge in time? Not quite. He'll be about 1.5 yards shy. See where they spot this. Stidham, not a fan of the spot. Let's watch this. They're going to give us the sideline angle here. Not the pylon cam, but close enough to it. Ooh, that was close. Here's the pylon cam. Nope, down about 1 yard short. really great effort there by Stidham to get out there, but fourth and one, play clock's getting down there. Curious to see if the offense stays out there or not. They're still in the huddle. Timeout taken. Second one by the Broncos. Fourth and one upcoming. Curious to see what the plan is here. Patriots get a big stop here if they're able to win this next play. Fourth and one. Stidham still out there. Spillane for the Patriots will come over to the sideline. He was the man who was injured earlier. Or stays on the sideline, excuse me. 9 for 15 in the regular season on fourth and shorts, but this is the first one for Jared Stidham. Not sure who that was. Mims, his pressure comes immediately. Intercepted! They call it incomplete. It's about a yard difference anyways. Kalavon Chaisson in coverage. I want to see this play again as pressure came in screaming. Very similar to how CJ Stroud threw his pick six and, yeah, hit the ground. Incomplete. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Great pass breakup by, I believe that is RJ Harvey. Freezing rain beginning to fall here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Go ahead and get school canceled on Wednesday, too. Why the heck not? It is pouring here in South Carolina. The front was projected to get here to round 1. It's now 4 o'clock, and it is coming in hot. Or cold, I should say. Wow. That is freaking cool. Man, I was going to go outside and see it, but now the game's back. All right. Patriots from their own 11 or 12, 13, 14, 14-yard line. Maybe 13-yard line. They haven't showed the actual field yet. 14-yard line. May in the gun with Stevenson. He'll take the snap. Evades a sack. Evades two sacks and will finally go down. Back at the 11-yard line. Evaded three sacks there and finally, or evaded two sacks on the fourth one, finally goes down. As there was some edge pressure there that, man, and they had everything locked up too. This Denver defense is going to be causing fits for the rest of the afternoon for May. May, 2nd and 13. 9 of the play clock. 8-7 takes a snap. May. We'll throw left sideline. Incomplete. Great defensive play by the safety Hufanga. Wow. It was out of his hands anyways, but Douglas could have potentially gotten his hands back on that ball if Hufanga didn't come in and smack him. 3rd and 13. Patriots trying to avoid another punt from their own end zone. They're 3rd and 4 on, or 1 for 4 on the day. May will take a snap throw over the middle. Caught by, not sure who that is, but it is a first down. That is Mac Hollins, the former Tar Heel. The Tar Heel to Tar Heel connection as Drake May delivers to a man who played with Mitch Trubisky. That's a callback. As May delivers a dart into semi-tight coverage as Moss and Hufanga were both there. As, wow, Hollins actually tipped it back to himself, tipped it up in the air, and then came in with it. Beautiful play there. May takes a snap. Hands off to, not sure which running back that was. I believe that was Stevenson. He gets about 2 or 3 yards. As a handoff to the left out of the empty, or out of the I-form set. 2nd and 8 is the call. What does Drake May have in the tank? Every drive has been a punt. This is the most yardage we've seen on a drive thus far, by the way. From the 33, 2nd and 8, May, with two backs in the backfield, sends Booty in motion to the left. He's now the lone receiver to the left. Takes a snap. He will look to throw over the middle. Caught by Diggs. Makes it 3rd and about 4. Tackle made by, I believe that was Spellinger. Could have been Surtain. Wintry mix continues to fall here in Greenwood. They break the huddle. Diggs and Henry on the same side to the right. Diggs has 79 career receptions, tied for most without reaching the Super Bowl. He is one game away from that Super Bowl. May, pressure coming. He'll have to lower the shoulder and get back to the original line of scrimmage, and that will make it 4th down in about 3 or 4. As May will come to the sideline, so does the Broncos defensive unit. That is a great play by the defense, as they've just been giving May fits all night long. He stepped up in the pocket and got back to right around the original line, as it'll be 3rd and 4th and 3, so The punt, the man, the punter standing near the 25. The snap is good. The punt is up and away, nearly blocked. And this will be fair caught at the 17. First and 10. As we go to another commercial break. Live from Greenwood, South Carolina. We'll be back after they show messages. Stidham from the 17. Takes a snap. Hands it off. Makes a man miss. And he'll get hit hard after a beginning of about 5. Harvey on the run. He had two backs in the backfield with him. Hands it off to Harvey, who got a couple of yards there. 5:35 left in the half. Patriots just trying to get points at this point. They do get the ball at half. That is important to know. Stidham with a back to his left. Not sure who it is. Two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left. No tight end. Harvey goes in motion. Harvey is at the back. Back to the original spot. Stidham will take the snap. It's over the middle. Incomplete. Going for Sutton. As Gonzalez meets Sutton around the same time as the ball did. And it'll be 3rd and 5 with 5:09 left. If you can get a punt in this spot, you're looking at really nice field position. Yeah, it's perfectly timed by Gonzalez as he makes contact right when the ball hit his hands and then the ball went flying. Another slight underthrow. Some miscommunications going on between the veteran wide receiver and the quarterback. Third down conversion there. 2 for 5 on the day, trying to make that 3 for 6 here. Stidham takes a snap. Stidham will pocket collapses, throws underneath. It'll be caught, and I believe he got the first down. Number 19, not sure who that is. Is that Mims? That is Marvin Mims. Got there just in time. Wintry mix and Greenwood has calmed down, but it is nowhere near normal. As they're going to review this, and yeah, clearly got it. Got it by about a half a yard. Stidham, 135 yards of total offense for the Broncos. Stidham in under center will take the snap, hands it off to not Harvey, that's the other guy, McLaughlin. He'll get about 5 to 7 yards somewhere in there. See where they mark this one down. Second and five. McLaughlin on the 5 yard run. Pat Bryant, receiver for the Broncos, is questionable with the hamstring. Stidham under center again, now in the I form, with a fullback and a running back. 81, not sure who that is, goes in motion. He'll take the snap, hand off to McLaughlin again. McLaughlin will get met this time at the line of scrimmage, still able to get 2 yards. Third and short upcoming. I would not consider this fourth down territory, especially with a lead. With this little amount of time remaining, you trust your defense, which has pitched a shutout so far. They already have 3 more rushing attempts by a running back today than they did the entire game against Buffalo. Stidham sends a man in motion. He'll go back to the original spot, right side of the line. As they're going to audible completely with a motion at the neck, kind of like a kill, kill, kill motion. Stidham takes a snap. Stidham, pressure coming. He retreats back all the way to the... He's going to get sacked. It's a fumble on the play. It's recovered by the Patriots. And he's going to return this to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Let's see what the final call is. Stidham saying he threw it. There's a flag, so I think it's going to be ruled intentional grounding. Let's see what the call is here. It was ruled a incomplete pass, intentional grounding on the play. Patriots will get it on a punt upcoming. I'm not sure if that means the ball will be placed at the spot of the foul or what, because that is still a major loss. I mean, he got that ball out at he chest passed that ball. I want to see a better angle of that. I want to see a better angle of that. He was out of the tackle box, too. He was out of the tackle box, and it was in the direction of a guy. It should have been a fumble, by the way. 4th and 24 is the call. Should have been a fumble. But if you're going to rule intentional grounding, it has to be. There was a guy in the area, and it was outside the tackle box. So, breaks every potential possibility for intentional grounding. Should have been. I mean, he tried to chest pass that ball. Vrabel is livid on the sideline. Vrabel had his hand on that challenge flag. I mean, that's just... Oh my gosh. He literally basketball chest passed that ball. That might be going backwards too. That ball could very well be going backwards. Nah, it's going parallel. Forward. Going forward. Ponder robbed of a touchdown. Man, is that going forward? That ball went backwards. Oh my gosh, throw that challenge flag, Mike Vrabel. That ball went forwards, or that ball went lateral or sideways. Throw that flag, dude. He released it at the 15. Yeah, that ball is backwards. Oh my gosh. That ball went backwards a yard. Throw the flag, Vrabel. Come on now. Clearly a fumble. Clear as day a fumble, dude. I know I've changed my opinion three times, but that, after that view, they give it to the Patriots. It was reviewed and changed, Patriots ball at the 12. Sweet. I guess you can't. I'm not sure how that works. Booty will get tackled off of the completion to around the 6. I'm not sure. I guess because maybe on third down you can't advance a fumble. Maybe. I thought that was an offensive thing, though. I am very confused. Either way, second and 4. Maybe the loss of down made it their ball. I'm not sure how that works. But either way, Stidham on the sideline, making a backup quarterback mistake for sure. Second and 4. A very easy 2-minute drill here. That was the first play in enemy territory for the Patriots, by the way. May in the red zone on the 6-yard line. Back to his right. He'll take the snap. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. May in the end zone. Touchdown. Drake May scores. And it is 7-7 in Denver. Robert Kraft in the press box celebrating. Quarterback keeper. Phenomenal play. Touchdown. Drake May. Great blocks by Bradberry to spring May for the touchdown. First career postseason rushing touchdown for the MVP finalist. The extra point. Snap good. Kick. Hold kick is all good. 7-7. New England responds. What can Stidham do after the costly fumble? We will have 10 seconds of live football before the 2-minute warning. Elite job by the ESPN crew or CBS Sports crew for getting the timing of commercials right. My lord. This will be a touchback. So they will start at the 30-yard line. Robert Kraft, chairman and CEO, having a laugh with some people up in the press box. They have been crafting championships, 11 Super Bowl appearances and 6 Super Bowl titles, going for 12-7 with a win this afternoon. If they can get that, they will have their 12th appearance. So, they're batting over 500. As now, Stidham, with a back to his left, will send a motion man. They've done a lot of that weird tight end motioning where they just go back to the same spot. Stidham will take the... No, he's going to get sacked. He might get sacked. No, he avoids the sack and is able to throw this one away. That one is legal, as he was outside the tackle box. But Kalavon Chaisson just won his rep, and if he had stayed on his feet, he's looking at a 7-yard loss. Instead, he was unable to get back there. 2nd and 10, one more play before the 2-minute warning. 2nd and 10, Stidham drops back, clean pocket, takes a snap, throws over the middle, caught by, I believe that is Harvey out of the backfield. He'll have a first down, and we will go to the 2-minute warning. 1st and 10, when we come back here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Back here in Greenwood, South Carolina, as they are back in Denver, Colorado. 1 minute and 58 seconds of game clock left in Denver. Is that Kirk Cousins with them, or is that, I can't tell, that's Kirk Cousins or Alex Smith? That is Kirk Cousins. He will be there for the halftime report. They're in Denver. Stidham, 1st and 10 from the 45. The field goal line is at the 42. And this building, anywhere, is the field goal line at this point once you're past the 50 because of this altitude. He'll take the snap. Throws over the middle. Almost intercepted. It was way over the head of Marvin Mims. Going for it was the safety. I'm not sure who that is. As it'll be incomplete. Come on, internet. Don't fail me now. They just showed a replay of this. They're going to show me a replay of the play. Awesome sauce. I know what happens there. Incomplete. Okay, cool. 2nd and 10 upcoming. 155 left to go. Only 3 seconds on that play. Took place. Stidham. 2nd and 10. They panned to Drake May on the sideline. May has not had as good of a day compared to the veteran. Stidham. He'll take the snap. He'll retreat back to the 40. Pressure comes. He'll be sacked back at the 37 or 36 yard line. Third down and long now as Barmore gets back there. Big time plays by a big time player. And I think, yes, the Patriots will use a timeout here. So now an incompletion would be huge as Barmore clobbers him in the helmet. That is a legal hit, but barely able to get him down. That is the second sack for the Patriots. The Broncos have one more with three. So now third and 18. If you can force an incompletion, it'll probably be somewhere around the 2:45 mark to go when you're getting this ball back. The only bad news is it'll be near midfield. So best case scenario, you're getting a touchback. But a fumble here would be huge. Third and 18, 1:50 to go. Sit him in the gun empty. He'll take the snap. He'll throw over the middle. It'll be a running back out of the backfield who will make it third or fourth and medium, but it'll be down at the 49-yard line. And out comes Stidham, and in come the punting unit. I believe there was another timeout used. Yep, Patriots used their second timeout. 1:42 to go. Drake May will have a chance to have his minute and a half drill. May hyping up the defense. I wouldn't say hyping up was the correct word. High-fiving is the correct word. Each team now has one timeout. Fourth and six as Crowshaw? Not sure how to pronounce that. He's back there. Marcus Jones, one of the better punt returners in the league, is back. He's standing on the 7-yard line. You gotta hope this is a bad punt if you're a Patriots fan. Either way, it'll be on the other side of the 50 as he's the punter standing on the 35. Snap is good. Punt is up and away. Drifting right, fair caught at the 10, and the Patriots will take over with 1:35 remaining in the half of play, trying to get some sort of award here for the defense. If they can go up three and get the ball at half, they could have a chance to go up by 10 at halftime or to start out the third quarter. That would somewhat surprise me because this Denver defense has been elite whenever there isn't a short field. So from the 10-yard line, May, with a back to his right, will take the snap. Delayed handoff to Stevenson. Stevenson will fight to get about 5 yards, maybe four. Second down, and I'm going to guess six here. We'll see. Second down and five is the call. Looks like they're going to take this one down to the warning. No, Vrabel is saying hurry up on the sideline. 1:15 to go. May in the gun. Three receivers to the left, including a tight end. Or the tight end is one of the receivers. He'll take the snap. May will throw over the middle. Dropped by Hunter Henry. The veteran tight end could not come down with that one. As it'll be third and five with 1:03 remaining. You've got to get decent. That's a little bit of a wobbly throw, but you got to come down with that. Now, you definitely do not want to punt this ball for lots of reasons. One, you're punting the ball away, so you no longer have the ball on offense. But two is you could give them the ball as close to field goal range, super close to field goal range. Patriots are 2-for-6 on third down. May sends Henry in motion. Takes a snap. May will give Henry a second chance. He'll catch it and will try to fall forward near the 20. He will not even be close. It'll be at the 17-yard line. And I believe the Broncos are going to use a timeout here. Broncos use their final timeout, so they're going to need a heck of a punt here if they want to pin them away from field goal range. Stidham a chance to take the lead with a field goal here, barring something crazy. Fourth and two, punting from their own 17. It is Marvin Mims back deep to return. I'm going to assume they fair catch it here. If you can get it to the 30, that would be great, as Behringer will punt this one away. And a high punt to the 40. He'll return this one to the 45 and will meet two or three Patriots at the 48, or at the 47, and will fall forward to the 48. 48 seconds in the AFC Championship game, first half. Harvey breaks the tackle. He's now across the field goal line range. I'm sorry, I did not realize the game was back. 41 seconds left, and they're already near field goal range, or they're already in field goal range, according to the broadcast. Let's see what this play was. This just looked like a typical underneath route as number 51, could not make the tackle in space. And then, yeah, really good play by Harvey, able to break a tackle and then get out of bounds to save clock. So now you're no longer looking at a field goal. You're looking at a potential touchdown here for Jared Stidham. Stidham is 11 for 19, 117 passing yards, 15 rushing yards, and a touchdown. Takes a snap. Play action, rolling out to his right. Stidham will get rid of it and will airmail it out of bounds. Second and 10 is there. Was pressure there. 35 seconds left. Stidham smartly does not take the sack to avoid getting out of play, out of field goal range here. Kicker on the sideline trying to get warm. Tracy Wolf getting in the way. That's funny. Vrabel trying to communicate something to his guys. Stidham from the 40 in the shotgun with a back to his left. Takes a snap. Looking right, left sideline. Caught by Cortland Sutton and will make it third down and manageable. They call that incomplete? Nope, they call it complete. Very confused here. Third and 4. 30 seconds left to go in the half. What does this Patriots defense have left in them with 30 seconds left? Third and 4. A field goal would be fairly easy in this spot because it's about a 42-yarder, I think. Cortland Sutton has 3 receptions for 17 yards and a touchdown. 3 for 8 on third down conversion to Stidham. He'll look. He'll roll right. Pressure coming. He'll just run out of bounds, lose about 2 or 3 to make it fourth down and about 6. And they're going to bring the field goal unit out for the first field goal attempt of the day. And Sean Payton is hot. Will Lutz will be the kicker, as the punter Crowshaw will be the holder. He is 32 for 36 on field goals this season, regular season and post, as long as being a 57. This is a 54-yarder. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is wide right. It is missed, and now the Patriots have one timeout and the ball at the spot of the line of scrimmage. So it'll be first and 10 for the Patriots from, I believe, the 37-yard line. That ball sails to the right, and Patriots have life here. Lutz just unable, had plenty of distance. Distance would have been good from 60, but wide right. Or not wide, about 2 or 3 feet left or right of the places. The weather there in Denver, not as snowy here as it is here, 27 degrees and windy. May will take the snap from the 44-yard line. He'll throw over the middle. Oh, almost caught by Booty. That would have put the Patriots in field goal range. But instead, it will be second and 10. Man, wondering if the weather has an effect on the field goal kicking. Dude, you've got to. Man, just a little bit underthrown there. Booty couldn't get to the ball quick enough. Drake May only has 41 passing yards. They'll need about 20-ish to get the first down. Or to get the, about 15, as there is a flag on the play. I believe it'll be a false start. They need about 15 to get to field goal range. Now make that 20. I just spoke that into existence. I apologize, Mike Vrabel. On the rookie tackle, Will Campbell. Yup, blatant. Obvious there. And now it'll be second and 15. This kick will not be an easy one. Again, you need 20 yards to get to the field goal range, as May will take the snap. Clean pocket. He'll go for it all. Has a man deep. It's way overthrown. Going for Keyshawn Booty once again. Booty had a pretty quiet night, guarded by Pat Surtain, one of the best corners in this league. Just a little bit of an overthrow. I think if that ball was a little closer, you could have had an argument for PI. But that ball was about 4 or 5 yards out of reach. About 2 or 3 yards out of reach. So if that was about a yard closer, we're looking at PI. But Pat Surtain in pretty solid coverage there. So now it'll be 3rd and 15. This will likely be the last play of the half. May. He'll step up. May will slide. Vrabel tries to call timeout. Vrabel is arguing that there should be time added. Timeout New England. There will be 1 second added to the clock. Do they trot out the field goal unit here? Is now the question. I believe they do. This will be, 3, 2, slid, and he immediately called timeout. Yes, that is a great call by the official as he slid short of the first down marker, or maybe right at the first down marker. So it'll be first and 10, but that really doesn't matter. They will send out the field goal unit to kick a good lord. This will be a 60-plus yard attempt to take the lead with 1 second left. His longest is a 59-yarder. Borgales, this will be a 63-yard attempt. 5 mile-per-hour winds. The snap, the kick is wobbly and short and right. No good. We go to half. 7-7, your score. Was this kick blocked? That kick may have been blocked. It had the distance, just not the... it might not have had the distance either. Oh, yeah, it just came out of the foot. It just came off the foot wrong. He knew it immediately, and so did everybody else watching. Rough way to end the half. Both teams missing field goals. We'll be right back. We are back here live in Greenwood, South Carolina, as the snow continues, as the snowy, ice, wintry mix continues to fall. But that has nothing to do on this game here in Denver, Colorado. We'll look at the halftime stats brought to you by Benjamin Meredith. 7-7 is your halftime score. Drake May is 50% passing, 7 for 14, 41 yards. He also leads rushers. 2 carries, 22 yards, and 1 touchdown. Mac Hollins with being the leading receiver for the Patriots. That Tar Heel connection, 1 reception for 20 yards. On the other side, Jared Stidham is 12 for 21, 123 yards, 1 touchdown. R.J. Harvey has 9 carries for 29 yards, and Marvin Mims has 2 receptions for 57 yards, one being a major play that put this game as a really good one. Team stats-wise, Broncos are leading total yards by almost double, 149 to 72. Passing yards, 92 to 29 in favor of the Broncos. Rushing yards, 43 to 57 in favor of the Broncos as well. First downs, or third down conversion, 3 for 9, 3 for 8 in favor of the Patriots. Neither team has converted a fourth down successfully. Sacks allowed, both teams has 3. Patriots with 5 punts and Broncos with 3 punts. Penalties, 0 yards for the Broncos and 5 yards for the Patriots. 0 fumbles lost, 0 interceptions, or 1 fumble lost by the Broncos, 0 interceptions thrown. Time of possession, 17:57, 12:03 in favor of the Broncos. Neither team has made a field goal, and the Broncos are 1 for 2 in the red zone, and the Patriots are 1 for 1. They also only have like 4 plays in enemy territory or something like that. Absolutely extremely crazy there in Denver, as we'll go back to waiting for the second half to resume. Drake May's fewest first half this season, passing yards-wise, that is in regular season or postseason. Both QBs have used their legs fairly well. Stidham has been able to scramble out of some sacks and then had one really, really, really good play there, but on a read option, as now there are 2 deep men to receive the first half opening punt, as it looks like there is now snow falling in Denver, Colorado as well, as it looks like to be mostly rain falling in Greenwood. The kick is away. And we returned 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Has a hole at the 30, gets met, and will be down at around the 31 or the 30. We'll see where they spot this football. Drake May, ready to lead the charge and hopefully take a major lead. Excited to watch the second half of this game. May will throw a screen to Diggs. Diggs will get about 5 yards out of that to around the 36 or 37 yard line. It'll be 2nd and 5. Drake May, the North Carolina kid, not as familiar with the snow as maybe some of these other veterans, but he's been able to handle it so far. 2nd and 5. 30 seconds into this half. Snow continuing to fall there in Denver. Staggered eye form. May takes a snap. Hands it off to Stevenson, who may have gotten a yard. He's still not down. a yard, maybe two there. We'll see where they spot this one here. Third and three is the final spot. 24 degrees, feels like 12 with snow in Denver, Colorado. Those fans are loving it. They are allowed, which I think might keep the body heat a little bit. Third and three. May. The back to his left will send Diggs across the formation. Diggs and Booty to the left. Mac Collins and Hunter Henry to the right. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Stevenson, who got the first down. Broncos don't believe they have it. Line judge. I've not seen the line judge yet. We'll see where they spot this football. First and 10. It will be Patriots ball, first and 10, as we approach under 13 minutes to play here. That's a beautiful play as he got hit by his offensive tackle, Moses, I believe is his name. It'll be first and 10 from the 41. May takes a snap, hands it off to the outside to Stevenson. He'll cut it up inside, gets a yard. To the 42-yard line he goes. May, second and 9, takes a snap. Hands it off again. This has been a heavy run drive as Stevenson finds the hole. He'll have a first down and more across the 50 to around the 45. First and 10 for Ramondre Stevenson on the run. Look at this one again, as it looked like the left side A-gap was wide open. So open that there were two gaps open, and the guard just went and blocked a linebacker. Moses not in the way that time. Stevenson has 35 rushing yards today, has averaging 104 during the postseason. Mac Hollins will go across the formation. Henderson in the game now. In the staggered eye form, takes a snap, hands it off to Henderson, who will continue to fight for. He's about 5 yards. This Denver rushing defense, which has been among one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league, has struggled so far in the second half. Second and 6 upcoming. Henderson with the run. May, same formation, sends. That's not Hunter Henry, but it is a tight end. It'll be a handoff. He'll have to wait, and there's that defense knocking him back 3 yards. It'll be third down and long here. Greenlaw on the stop. There were about two or three other ones there. As who is that? Ellis and Greenlaw on the stop. The fullback tried to block out Greenlaw, but it didn't help much because Henderson bounced it outside, which is where the fullback was not blocking. So now May, empty set, will drop back, step up in the pocket. May takes off. May has enough room to get the first down and more. 30, 25, 20, down to the 15, 16-yard line. Drake May with the run. Clock will continue to go. 10-10 remaining in a little bit and counting. May rushing into the red zone for a huge play. Outrunning the linebackers and safeties, and with the threat of Hufanga, gets out of bounds. Drake May trying to have the first lead for the Patriots of the day. It'll be a handoff to, I believe that is Stevenson finally back in the game. He might have lost a yard there. There was a Bronco slow to get up. May has 50 rushing yards and 46 passing yards. Almost 100 total yards. Second and 10, so no loss of yardage. This drive has been all rushing, so now the Patriots have 90 rushing yards. As they've also bleeded a lot of clock off this drive. From the 17.5, May takes a snap, looking to pass. For the first time all day, towards the end zone, overthrows Ramondre Stevenson. It'll be 3rd and 10 upcoming. Not even close to Stevenson on that play. As they've milked off about 7 minutes of clock on this drive. Or about 6 and 10 seconds. 8:57 to go, I believe. As he got hit hard on this play, releasing that ball. If that was Patrick Mahomes, that man would be arrested. Big hit. From the 17, May takes a snap. It'll be play action pass. He'll look. It's a tight end screen to Hunter Henry. Henry fighting. He'll be near the first down. Broncos saying no, and I believe they're saying 4th down and about a half a yard. It's It's a good spot. Has now met with a decision. Man, he was close. I mean, oh man, yeah, he's on the line. So if the line is accurate to the thing, they're saying fourth and one. This is more like fourth and a quarter of an inch. I mean, it's that close, man. As they're going to go the tush push here. Is there a delay of game or a timeout? Timeout taken because the play clock had gotten low. Score all knotted up at 7. 8-10 to play in the third. So now we've got it about 7 minutes knock off the play clock. You've got 23 minutes left of football in the AFC Championship game. If only football minutes and real minutes were similar. So there's probably still about 2.5 hours left in this one if we're being real. May has grass on his little connector for his face mask. For buckets, they have the upper echelon where the face mask, or where the chin strap, excuse me, where the chin strap connects. There is some grass there. He's looking to get it a little bit more dirty here as May in the tush push formation will go for it, and he might not have gotten it. He never went down, though. They're going to have to bring out the chains here. Clock is ticking. It should stop because they're having to review this. The white hat is waving his hands above his head like it would be a fair catch or something. I'm not sure what he's doing. We're going to get the bird's eye view here. I mean, he never goes down, dude. I don't know. I have no idea where he finishes this play at. I have no clue if that's a first down or not. It doesn't look like it. He just could not get traction, but he never... I don't think he's gone down yet, and it's 5 minutes after the play. So, yeah, they're going to give it to him. First and goal from the 7. Questionable call, to say the least. This formation might not be legal, and there's another false start. Or no, it's a red challenge flag. This is a challenge flag that I'm fully aware of how much time's left on the clock could decide the flipping game. As they'll go to commercial. They are back. We're going to see what the call was after the challenge. I just don't see enough evidence to overturn it, is my thing. Nope, still first and goal for the Patriots, so now they lose a timeout and their ability to challenge. May sends a man across the formation. He'll go back to where he was. May will hand it off to Stevenson. The run continues as Stevenson fighting for more yard. He never went down. Oh, nope, that was a tight end. He did go down at around the 2-yard line. I thought Hunter Henry was Ramondre Stevenson, and he was in the end zone. I was like, oh my God! No. Second and goal from around the 3 or the 4. Stevenson on the run. I, honest to God, would not be surprised here if we saw a heavy set I form here with 2 tight ends each side in the I form. But we're not going to have that. That would be 8 down linemen and no receivers. But May, with no, it's a direct snap to the running back, and he'll lose a yard. Can't tell if that was a bad snap or what. Snow continuing to fall in fall there. As, yeah, I think this was a direct snap design. Yep, direct snap design. And he was just met in the hole by Hufanga, the former 49er. I think the main issue was the snap was too far to the left of Stevenson, so he had to, like, one arm palm the ball and then put it up. He's lucky he didn't fumble that ball. Third and goal. May from the 3. Takes a snap. May. Will try to run. Man, if he had ran like 3 seconds earlier, he might have had it. Fourth down now. Fourth down from the 4. So 4 to go from the goal here as we approach 5:50 to play in the third. The sack, I believe that's Dre Greenlaw. Nope, that is not Dre Greenlaw. Not sure who that was. But yeah, I mean, if he had ran, yep, never mind. Number 93 was there. Very good coverage there by Denver. As now, looking to make the first field goal of the game. Each team is 0-for-1 on the day. But Borgales was a 63-yard attempt. So Borgales, a chance to take the lead. Kick is up, and it is good. And the New England Patriots have their first lead of the day. 10-7. As snow continues to fall, we'll be right back. Patriots trying to hold on to this lead for 20 more minutes of game time. They're back, as signs say, in Stiddy we trust. as the snow continues to pour. Borgales will kick it away. A low kick will be returned after a bounce. 5, 10, 15, 20. Be wrapped up around the 23-yard line. See what the Broncos can do. Most Super Bowl appearances in history. There is a four-way tie for second with the Broncos, 49ers, Cowboys, and Steelers with 8, and the Patriots in first with 11. Stidham, first time getting the ball in the quarter. Makes a check at the line. 5:24 to play. Play clock at 15. Sends a man in motion. Takes a snap. It'll be a handoff. That's McLaughlin. He makes a man miss. And he'll get it around the 25-yard line. Second down and 8. I expect a whole lot of running unless this snow eases up. But it don't look like it, as they show Sean Payton. Second and 8. Under 5 to play in the third. Stidham with the back to his left. Sends a man in motion from left to right. Takes a snap. Stidham looking to throw. Pressure comes. Gets it out to the running back. It's dropped. Is that a fumble or dropped? Still haven't seen the official call. They rule it incomplete. McLaughlin with the drop. Would have given the Broncos about 5 or 6 more yards, or about 2 or 3 more yards, and then with more running room, he probably would have had 3 or 4 more running yards after. So about 5 yards of no receiving there. Yeah, he never had possession of that ball. That is not a fumble. But a heads-up play by McLaughlin to get down in case of a fumble. 25-yard line. 3rd and 8. They are 1 for 4 on third-down conversions that are more than 8 yards or more. Takes a snap. Stidham. It's a screen pass. And they have no numbers. Only one blocker for 4 guys. And Kalavon Chaisson forces them out of bounds. It'll be 4th and about 5. And the Stidham-led Broncos will punt with 4:20 and counting left in the third. I don't think they see this ball until, potentially, if they have another drive like they just did, 5 minutes left or 10 minutes left to go in the fourth, and it could be out of hand at that point. As snow is starting to stick in Denver, the punt, is up, or is snapped and away. Another solid punt to the 20-yard line. It'll be returned. And he will go down as the blocker pushed him into him. He goes down at the 20-ish yard line, maybe the 22, 23 yard line, because we're going to have a commercial break. So we will be right back with 3:50 to play in Denver, Colorado. The story of the third quarter has been how long that first drive was that resulted in only 3 for the Patriots. If they can have a drive around that same length and get 7, this game might just be out of reach for the Broncos, especially with their field goal kicker missing that 54-yarder earlier. Not an ideal situation for the Broncos at all. As they show Foxborough compared to Denver, Foxborough is in probably 5 or 6 feet of snow. May, the staggered I form, the same formation they ran the entire way down the field, starting from the 21-yard line. Play action pass, throwing over the middle, dropped by Booty. Booty has been very quiet tonight. Jim Nance and Tony Romo on the call. 2nd and 10. I'm shocked they went with the pass on 1st and 10. Must not have liked the look. May, with a back to his right in the gun, takes a snap. He'll pump fake. Now we'll use his legs. May will get the first down and slide at the 34-yard line. Surprise, there's no flag. May will get up. There's now dirt all over his face mask. May ain't afraid of a little bit of snow. As, yeah, Hufanga came in and clobbered him late. I would not have been surprised if there was a flag there. May, 9 for 18. With 40 passing yards and 50 rushing yards. He'll hand it off to Stevenson, who will have about 5 or 6 there to near the 40. Snow falling hard there in Denver. Just from timeout to timeout, there's a lot more snowflakes that are sticking than last drive as May under center will... It's a flea flicker. May will throw. Caught by Mac Hollins! First down and a whole lot more. He just ran over a camera guy on the Denver sideline. Mac Hollins, the Tar Heel connection. That's been the only receiver to really get anything going tonight. Or this afternoon, I should say. The flea flicker to Mac Hollins, who had his man beat, got out of bounds, and tried to stop, but hits a CBS camera crewman. They're going to show us the view of the camera he hit. It's pretty funny. May in the gun. This drive going a whole lot faster. That's the longest passing yard play of the day. He'll hand it off this time. No flea flicker. He'll fight for... He's still fighting. Still fighting forward. He'll get about 4 yards out of... 3 or 4 yards out of that. As now there's some hand fighting going on between both teams. As there is also an injured Patriot at the bottom of the pile. Hunter Henry getting helped up. And he will jog off to the sideline. Mac Hollins also coming over to the sideline. May from the 28-yard line, I think. I can't really see the hashes. He'll throw sideline. Incomplete, going for Booty again. Man, Booty and May have just not been on that connection this game like they were against the Texans. Winner of this game plays the winner of Seattle and Los Angeles in Santa Clara. No snow will be there, I hope, as it'll be a handoff to Stevenson. Stevenson will lose a yard, and he'll be back at the 29-yard line, as they will bring out the field goal unit with 40 seconds left to go in the third. So, barring a miss, which could be possible given the elements, he made a 23, missed a 63. This is somewhere in the middle of that, a 46-yard attempt. So almost exactly in the middle of both. The snap, the kick is up, and it is wide to the right. And now the Broncos have life with 11 seconds left in the third. Can the Patriots defense step up and get a much-needed stop? We're going to go to commercial break. Why do they keep... They keep going to commercial breaks with like 10 seconds left to go in quarters. Idiotic. They're back in Denver as snow continues to fall. Yeah, not surprised he missed that kick. It was a really hard kick to make. As now, they will have the ball, I believe on the 29-yard line. It could be different. I'm not sure. Patriots have controlled the ball for 13 minutes out of the quarter. Denver's only had 3 plays that weren't... that were actual offense. As now, the snow falling heavy. Now you can barely even see the numbers, so good luck getting where the numbers are. I believe that's 37. I guess they... field goal from where the ball was, not from where the line of scrimmage was, is this handoff will be to Harvey, who gets 2 yards. Second down, and that'll be the final play of the third quarter. We go to the fourth quarter tied 10-7. We are back here in the third, or in the fourth quarter, 15 minutes left to play. Barring overtime, which has kind of been the theme of these playoffs, as 2 games have gone to overtime. Stidham. Snow on the ground. 2nd and 9. From the 39-yard line, excuse me. Takes a snap, throws it to the sideline to, I believe that is Marvin Mims, who will get maybe a yard. Shout out to the broadcast crew, by the way, for highlighting the numbers so we can see it. That is awesome and great technology. From the 40, 3rd and 5. Takes a snap. Scanning the field is Stidham over the middle. Broken up by Marcus Jones. 4th and 5 upcoming. This may be 4th down territory. We'll see what the play is here. That is just... Guarding Harvey. Got there a little early, but I'm happy with the no call. As a Drake May fan, I'm not going to say Patriots fan, but Drake May fans, they will punt this ball in the snow. Curious how far it'll go. Line of scrimmage on the 40, punter standing back at the 25-yard line. The punt snap is good, kick is away. As this will fall into the end, no, this will be down at the 1 yard, nope, touchback. It'll be a touchback, 1st and 10 from the 20. As it looks like they may be going to another commercial break. 4:11 to go in the game. They are back in Denver as we are back here in Greenwood. Mac Hollins dancing it up in Denver as they are up 10-7 with 14:11 to go. Wouldn't be surprised if we see something that happened in the first drive of the third quarter where they just took it and ran with it. They might not get this ball back to the 2-minute warning if this drive goes to plan, as it'll be, I can't tell if that's a staggered I form or a regular I form. It takes a snap, hands off to Stevenson. Stevenson cuts up field, and he's still going. He'll have a first down to the 31-yard line. First down, Patriots. Clock ticks to under 14 from the 31. May in the I form. Hooper, the tight end, will have to block on this one as Stevenson will fall forward to get maybe one, maybe two yards there. Second and 8. They give him 2 yards. They're going to take their sweet time snapping this ball from the 32.5-yard line. The handoff will go to Stevenson again. He'll fall forward on the other side of whatever line is next. I believe that's the 37-yard line then. It'll be 3rd and 4. So yes, 37-yard line. Line to gain is the 41-yard line. And they are once again taking up as much time as possible on this drive. Patriots don't even have 100 rushing yards yet. Or yes, they do. Sorry, I was reading it wrong. They have over 100 rushing yards. Let's see what the Patriots do here. They have been fairly balanced. 24 pass plays, 27 rushing plays, with 2 backs in the backfield and 2 receivers. He'll take the snap. May, scanning the field. And he will get sacked back at the 28-yard line. Patriots will be held to a 3-and-out. I don't know why you're throwing the ball when you're wearing white jerseys in a snow game. You can barely see. As Booty was kind of on locks. Diggs was kind of on locks. Hooper was on, yeah. Everyone was covered there, and May gets down. So now, the 5th sack for Denver. As the snap for the punt is away, the punt is up and nearly blocked again. This ball will bounce out of bounds at around the 30. Around 10 minutes to play in Denver, Colorado. 11:29 to play in Denver, Colorado. The winner of the next 11 minutes and 29 seconds will get to go play in Santa Clara for Super Bowl 60. We're back here in Greenwood, South Carolina, as it continues to pour in Denver. Stidham from don't even know what line. He'll hand it off to Harvey, who will be tracked down in the backfield, but he's able to get outside and get near a first down and gets out of bounds as well. What in the world? Don't even know what yard line they're on. I think that's around the 40 now, as kicking a field goal will be very difficult. As 53, I'm not sure who that is, Ellis could not get there in time. And good blocking on the boundary gets near a first down for Denver. It'll be 2nd and 1 with 10:55 to go. 08-7-6-5 play clock. 4-3-2. Handoff to McLaughlin. No Harvey. And how the heck? Not, I think that is McLaughlin, actually. Whoever it is, it was a loss of about 2. It was Harvey. I should know numbers at this point, but I don't. I mean, we have barely seen the Broncos offense in the second half, to be fair. This is like the second drive of the game for them. And it might be another 3-and-out. Ball on their own 39. Punting will not be easy, nor will kicking a field goal here to tie it. 3rd and 1. Stidham with McLaughlin. That's not McLaughlin. I'm not sure who that is. 28. Takes a snap, hands it off to 28. He'll have the first down. 1st and 10 for... Yeah, I have no idea who that is. That is, yeah, first time we've seen this kid. Very short last name. Don't know it. Ball on their own 43. Stidham. In the staggered I form, the same formation that the Patriots have used most of the third quarter. Two receivers to the right, no tight ends. Takes a snap. Or tight end, sorry. What's their tight end? Can't tell. Play action pass, no holding call. There should be one. He's got to scramble to get this one away, and he does. No intentional grounding. It'll be 2nd and 10 with 9:12 to go. Time running out. Clock does stop due to the incompletion. As the big fellow who had the chase him down, I believe, is trying to get a blow of air. As, man, he had someone wide open, but it was backside, so he just had to get rid of it. Barmore asking for a blow after having to chase him down. I believe he's still out there, though. None of the Patriots linemen have their hands on the ground. Stidham. In empty. 5 wide set here. He will take the snap. It'll be a screen pass. And that ball is nearly intercepted. Kalavon Chason getting there to break up the pass. It'll be 3rd and 10 with 9:08 left. This feels like 4th down territory if you can make it 3rd and short. Or 4th and short. If you make it like 4th and 5 or less, I think you go for it. But yeah, it was a clear screen the moment I saw the right tackle, running wide like that. As this ball actually hit off of that right tackle, it wasn't intercepted, it was hit off the right tackle, which then makes Kalavon Chason tackling the running back legal, because anytime there's contact, you can smack him in the face if you want, as long as not the quarterback, you can hit him after the deflection. 3, 2, 1, I believe they're going to have to call a time. No, they get the snap off in time. Stidham. Pressure coming. Dumps it off. Did Chason break that ball up? 4th down, I believe he caught it. It will be 4th down, and the offense, I think, is going to stay out there. We're going to see here. 4th and 7. No, the offense is coming off the field. The Patriots could really use some offensive steadiness here. Milk off a lot of clock. Get 3 or 7. Either one works. They're punting from their own 47. The snap is good. The punt is away. And this will fall out of bounds at like the 7-yard line. Very similar to the Texans game. I said this. This ball gets out of bounds. This ball, they continue to run it up. Why is... Very similar to the Texans game. I said if they're able to keep the ball on the ground and milk clock, then it's a blessing for the Patriots. But if they immediately have to punt, they're giving it back to the ball and like, the 45-yard line. So it's kind of a good thing for each team, depending on how the next few minutes play out. Under 10 to play in the 4th quarter, and there's a commercial break. We'll be right back. May, from the 9-yard line, takes a snap. The running back falls down, so May has to just fall at the 5-yard line. Are you serious? Oh, my gosh. I think May... The coaching point on that usually is if the play art can't happen, the quarterback just has to do it. And then the quarterback slips on the exact same spot where Stevenson slipped. Rutrow. But clock does tick. It is loud in Denver, I have to assume. 2:13 remaining. 2:13. 2nd and 13, 7:45 to go and counting. May, this time the handoff is successful. Stevenson will try to bounce to the outside. He'll get tackled, but it'll get about 2 or 3 yards. It'll be 2nd or 3rd in around 11. So the bad field position might favor the Broncos. It is 5:43 Eastern time. Not far away from the San Francisco 49ers, from the Rams versus Seahawks. Game. Ball on their own 7. May, in the gun, will take the snap. Roll out to his right. He'll throw it towards the sideline, way over the head of Keyshawn Booty. And the Broncos are getting hyped up as May will go to their own sideline. 7:01 to play. Can the Broncos complete the 7-minute drills? Behringer will punt from deep in his own end zone. Don't ask me where Marvin Mims is on the field. I have no idea. But he is back deep to return. The punt for Behringer. Punt is off the leg, wobbly, and this will be very favorable field position for the Broncos. Off of the foot, goes into the Patriots sideline. And I'm not sure where they're going to spot this. They're going to spot this. Where is that? I mean, I don't particularly trust the field goal kicking units in this situation. So 6:55 to go. Winner of this will play in the Super Bowl in Santa Clara. That'll be decided within the next 7 minutes of game time, barring some overtime craziness. Ball on the, oh my gosh, ball is on the opponent's 33-yard line. They are already in field goal range. But they didn't miss a 54-yarder earlier. This is would be shorter than 54-yarders as they are in between game, in between possessions. They have leaf blowers blowing off the lines so they know where they are on the field. They have punted on 4 of the last 5 possessions. If you find a way to punt in this spot, you need to fire everybody. Stidham, under center with 2 tight ends and an H-back, a receiver to the far left, and a running back. He'll take the snap, be a handoff to the running back. It's plugged immediately, and he's taken back for a loss of about 4. That is big time. As now, the snap, really odd camera angle here. Stidham, from camera angles back to normal, from their own 35, from the opponent 35, 2nd and 12, he'll throw it to Mims. Harvey, who gets stopped at the line of scrimmage by Carlton Davis, who's trying to rip the ball free. Forward progress was stopped, so it'll be a loss of about 1. 3rd down and 12. They say no loss of yardage. Big time play there, as I don't think I trust a field goal kicker in this spot. I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I don't trust a field goal kicker with how windy it looks with all that snow coming down, going from side to side. Plus, it would be a 52-yard attempt, which he already missed a 50-plus yard attempt. I just don't know, man. I don't know. 5:35 to go, 5 on the play clock. Stidham takes the snap. He'll scan. He has time. Now that time runs out. He's going to use his legs. He will slide down. This is now a makeable field goal attempt. Around the 30, not sure where this would be marked down at. Probably the 28, if I had to guess. 28, 29, somewhere in there. As Stidham, with his legs, is able to get out of the pocket and gets there. Harvey wanted a late hit. I like the no call. 5:02, 5:01, under 5 to play. First conference championship game with 3 or plus missed field goals. Since 1991, the kick by Lutz is no good. It is no good. With 4:42 left, the Patriots have control now. I don't know if it was blocked or what, but 4:42, 2 timeouts for each team. The Broncos may have lost this football game, and the Patriots are on the quest for 7. Oh, yeah, that was no block, just a missed kick, man. And the few Patriots fans are cheering there in Denver. Did Taylor Brock block this, maybe? Oh, no. Taylor blocked, or who is that? Yeah, Taylor the third blocked it. Big time block there as Sean Payton watches in horror as his team may have just collapsed in the final minutes. 4:42 to go, and the clock is stopped. Ball on their own 35-yard line. Play clock at 20. May, under center, in the I form. It'll be a handoff to Stevenson. Stevenson will fall forward for about 3 or 4 yards. It'll be 2nd down and lots. I'm curious to see if what the Patriots' plan is here. There are lots of moments that this defense has stepped up. Outside of that 2nd drive touchdown, the Broncos offense has been fairly quiet tonight, or this afternoon. It's turning tonight here in Greenwood, as May will hand it off to Stevenson, who will get met for about a loss of 2. 3rd down and long upcoming. Clock will keep ticking. Loss of 1, 3rd and 9. Mike, I was wondering if the Broncos were going to let it get to the 2-minute warning before calling timeouts, but it looks like it might not get to the 2-minute warning before the Broncos have the ball back. But then the question becomes, do you trust your offense? Because the field position will be worse, by the way, because they're at the 37, so the punt will hopefully be better. So then you have to march down the field and what'll probably be under 3 minutes to score, and could be under 2 minutes depending on how this play goes. I formation, 3rd and 9. Receiver out far wide. May will hand it off to Stevenson, who will get met at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Clock continues to tick. 3:10 left in the game. 4th down and 9. The Patriots will punt. Whole lot of punts in this one. Vrabel trying to communicate to his team. I believe there was a no-no word in there, saying, get off the effing field, I believe was the term he used. As the clock will be stopped with a timeout. 3:01 to play. Ball on the 36-yard line. If it's a decent punt, we're looking at a pretty solid play here. 3:11 left in the game, excuse me. Come on, internet, don't fail me now. It looks like my whole thing might have just frozen for a solid second. That ain't no good. Okay. 4th and 10. The punt. Up and away. This one much better. Will be out of bounds. See what the play is here. In the gun. Takes a snap. Ball on their own 32. He's looking deep. He'll just pitch it to his running back, Harvey, who gets no yards. I apologize if the last 2 or 3 minutes of audio was messed up. 2:53 to go and counting in Denver. One timeout remaining for the Broncos. They have to travel. Ideally, you want to get this ball to the red zone, as that was a Mahomes-esque pass that resulted in a loss of about one. Or no, gain of one, excuse me. Ball on their own 33. They have to travel. Again, ideally, you want to get 60 yards down the field to kick a chip shot field goal. Broncos will sub, which means the Patriots can sub. They might have 12 on the field. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Takes a snap. Throwing towards the sideline. Intercepted. Ball game. This game is over, and so is my computer. I think we're back to regular audio. That is Davis. That's not Davis. Is that Davis? That's Gonzalez. The man who got burnt in the first quarter. Comes up huge in the fourth quarter. And the New England Patriots are going to their 12th Super Bowl in hopes for ring number 7. As Stidham's going to go 1-4 in starts in his career. And that'll do it. The Patriots will likely move on. There is still 2:11 to go with timeouts. Ball on their own 36. It was basically an arm punt. Handoff. We'll get about 5-ish yards. And that'll be the 2-minute warning. Unless Denver uses a timeout, they will not. 2-minute timeout. Broncos trying to come up with a miracle here. But at this point, a first down essentially seals it. We'll be back in a few seconds. 2 minutes left, a first down would essentially seal it. Well, not necessarily. If they get a first down here, then Broncos still have a timeout. If they don't get the first down here, timeout gets the first down on the next play. That would essentially seal it. I hope this audio makes it to the light of day. If not, I deeply apologize. Ball on their own 40. 2nd and 6. 2 minutes to play in Denver, Colorado. Denver fans in all that cold just to watch their team lose as the Patriots try to recreate a dynasty. I form for the Patriots. Fullback with his hand down. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Stevenson, who will fall forward for maybe a half a yard. I don't believe he'll get any yards there. 1:57. Timeout called by the Broncos. 3rd and 6. May in the I form. Play action. Rolling out. May. Can he get there with his legs? Yes, he can! And the New England Patriots, with Drake May having his MVP moment. And maybe my audio caught that. As Drake May has just clinched his first career Super Bowl, as the Carolina kid is undefeated in the postseason, and Mike Vrabel is hyped. I think my audio is back to working. I apologize if it hasn't worked up to this point. May in victory formation. Don't need to kneel it down two or three more times. As there is a flag on the play. A false start, I believe. Nope. Encroachment by the defense. As the Broncos will have to go back to the drawing board for the 2026-2027 season. They will have to kneel it a handful of times here. But on 1st and 5, May, clock stopped because he got out of bounds. May will kneel it down. There's about a 1:10 difference between play clock and game clock. As my audio is starting to go kaput again. About 1:10 between. Gonzalez with the game-winning interception. With 1:12, he will kneel once again. Play clock will go. Once the clock gets under 40, you can kneel it one final time. And Drake May will be going to the Super Bowl in Santa Clara. The former North Carolina Tar Heel from Alabama commit flipping to North Carolina. Redshirt freshman back up behind Sam Howell to becoming a Heisman dark horse his redshirt freshman year to then going and becoming a Heisman horse his sophomore year, leaving for the draft, being drafted 3rd overall, going 4-13 to now going 17-3 to advance to the Patriots' 12th Super Bowl, the people's MVP, Drake May, is the AFC champions quarterback leading this team with a final score of 10-7. This has been Meredith with the Sports Report crew. We hope all stay safe during this crazy winter storm. You have been listening to the Sports Report from Greenwood, South Carolina. Until next time, go Patriots.